Harper Audio presents If Ever I Should Love You, a spinster heiress's novel by Cathy Maxwell, performed by Mary Jane Wells. Chapter 1. London, March 10th, 1813.
Marry?
Roman Gilchrist, newly named 10th Earl of Rochdale, stared at his solicitor and godfather, Thaddeus Chalmers, as if the man had just suggested he cut off his own right arm. They were in Thaddeus's office. Thaddeus, a mild-mannered man of Roman's stepfather's age, sat behind a huge mahogany desk. Roman had not yet taken the chair offered him. Instead, he threw down the pieces of paper with the 9th Earl's hastily scribbled signature upon the desk. Roman continued.
I come to you with a stack of gambling chits that I do not believe I should have to pay, and your only suggestion is that perhaps it is time for me to marry.
What other solution can there be?
Thaddeus asked. He was well respected amongst the loftiest circles of the ton. Roman usually valued his opinion. Now he feared his godfather had gone senile.
You can tell me that I don't have to honour them, Roman answered. My uncle owed everyone, but he is dead. If they wanted their money, they should have petitioned him before he croaked, not lay in wait on my first day taking my seat in the House of Lords and then delivering these to me. It was a scene. Everyone was there.
They all couldn't help but overhear what Erzy and Malcolm were saying to me, and then they handed me these. I wanted to wipe the smirks off their faces.
Thaddeus pushed aside the ledger he had been writing in before his godson had stormed into the room.
How much do you owe?
He spread the chits out to read them over the spectacles on his nose.